broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places, and you'll find out it's true. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. It's radio for patriots by patriots, and it's all yours, baby, till 1 o'clock this morning on the Pacific Coast and 4 a.m. out East. And, of course, our website, philhenryshow.com, where you can pick up a live streaming video cast of our show if you have, of course, our backstage pass. If you go to our homepage right now, as a matter of fact, there's a clip that we have posted, and we'll be clipping. We'll be clipping. If I was a football player, that would be.
Yeah, it's a penalty.
We will be posting more clips from time to time of our Phil TV and HD. So if you haven't seen us doing our high-definition broadcast, go over there and take a look at the. This is a clip from last week. I think we had Steve Bozell on as a guest. Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And we're going to be bringing on here in just a moment Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. Is that music? Wow. What was that, bud?
Sounded like a communism or something.
Communism? You know what you got open? You got iTunes. Turn that down. Dean Wheeler joining us from the Northern California Holistic Center here in just a moment. But first, our affiliate spotlight for you guys this evening, those of you in Indianapolis, WXNT is, of course, our great station there. Two new affiliates, too. This is WRWR in Macon, Georgia, and WVTT in Olean, New York. Two great stations adding themselves to our list, to our affiliate list. We have next hour, we're going to have Larry Grover on the line, who's running for state senate in California. And he's going to be talking a little bit about the political makeup, and that is the political landscape nationally, not so much locally in California, although he is, as I said, he's a candidate for office. But he'll be talking about the political landscape and fundraising and the an attempt to aid the people in the Midwest with tornado relief. 877-876-PHIL. First off, though, Dean Wheeler joining us from the Northern California Holistic Center, and Memorial Weekend is ahead, and with Memorial Weekend, of course, we've got ourselves an opportunity to relax a little bit, Dean, and I know that you offer up there at the spa, you have not only the non-traditional ways of relaxing, yoga and aromatherapy and massages and everything else, but you've got these couples retreats, is that right?
That is correct, Phil, and real happy to have them, too, because they're very popular. We are looking more and more into ways that we can have men and women join us together and, as couples, as married couples, to enjoy our resort and really heal, not so much relaxing in body, which is what we try to do whenever we go on a vacation, but we also want to relax spiritually, we want to relax mentally, and we want to relax emotionally. And we're always looking for new ways to do that. With men and women together, and that is that's really what we're about. And we've come through a lot as a couple. Myself, Emeralda, and myself come through quite a bit in our marriage, and we want people to experience that as well.
All right, you have a couple of you've got one of your couple classes that you will be yourself teaching, and Emeralda will be teaching, and this is called Karma Leveling.
Yes.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Well, Phil, as you know, most people today know that karma is, we seem to think that karma is just a collection of stuff. Well, what it is just the law. It is cause and effect. If you have created a lot of bad cause and effect, you want to do things to adjust that, do things to level it, as we like to say. And this plays right into our couple classes and the instruction that we have for both men and women. And I can give you an example out of my own life, which I am not at all hesitant to give, Phil.
All right, well, when you say karma leveling, that's a very spiritual thing, right?
Absolutely, yes. But there are physical actions that we can take to change the people that we are.
And well, all right, when you say out of your own life, what do you mean?
Well, what I mean, Phil, is that I have been for many years, like yourself perhaps, like other men, abusive to my wife. I was very abusive to her. in the ways that I spoke to her about her looks, in the ways that I spoke to her about how she kept our home, in ways that she kept herself. And it was hurtful and it was harmful. Like most men who abuse women, I was sort of caught in a cycle. I'm sure you've found yourself in that cycle.
Well, when you say a cycle of abuse, we're talking here with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. When you say a cycle of abuse, what do you mean?
Well, a cycle of abuse. Where
when you talk, are you talking about physical?
Well, I'm talking about those things that hurt, those things that damage, those things that traumatize, and those things that bruise and leave a woman changed for the rest of her life. Early on in our marriage, before I got my eyes open, Phil, in a lot of different ways, I would talk to my wife, Emerald. I would say to her that I thought she was over made up. We'd be going out for a very big evening, and I'd say, you've got to scrub that off and do it all over again on makeup and the way she presented herself that I'm sure she'd worked very, very hard on. I would say to her that her cooking, what she put in front of me to eat, I couldn't eat it. I wouldn't eat it. And I would say hurtful things like that, that don't even feed it to the dog, things like this. I found that that abuse...
Well, did you physically abuse your wife?
That is a question that's irrelevant, because this, we abuse our wives in ways that we have not even yet recognized. We abuse our wives, Phil, in ways that are every bit as brutal as if you read about Rick James, the singer who would put a cigarette out on his girlfriend or press a hot, my understanding was a crack pipe.
Well, he tortured the woman, yeah. That was, we talk about Rick James, that was a long time ago, you know.
Well, it was a long time ago, but I'm saying that it was the kind of torturous behavior and treatment of a woman that I engaged in.
But you did not physically abuse,
I abused her in every bit as much of a painful way as any man that would press a hot crack pipe against a woman's face. And that's what Rick James did.
And you feel that you were as guilty?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I own that. And I have done things and taken steps, and that's why I'm excited about talking to you and your audience this evening about what we call our karma leveling. It's very difficult, but it's also extremely rewarding to allow a woman to regain some of her life. And when it is your wife or your girlfriend, in our workshops, it's something as simple as the man simply standing in as relaxed a pose as he possibly can. We have them stand on a yoga mat. We have them stand in their bare feet. But the man will stand there. We have him relax, and we tell the wife or the girlfriend to proceed, and they are then entitled. And again, this is a very physical exercise, Phil. It is a bit like Tai Chi, but they bring their hand around, and they will impact the man's face as hard as they can. Why do we do that?
It's a slap.
It's a slap, but it has, there is a Tai Chi and isometric aspect to it. I'm speaking to men and women who want to be something more than their neighbors. They want to be something more than the girls that they see at TGIFs. They want to be something more than the guys they see, engaged in their pointless lives. When you want to level the karma as a man and as a woman, this is what we feel is the best thing.
And all right, you call this karma leveling. What we're talking about here, though, Dean, is that the man stands there and allows the woman to slap him as hard as she can across the face.
As we developed it in our home. This is something that I do on a regular basis. And when I say I do it, Phil, I feel it's an action for me. I will say to Emeralda, I want to level some karma. I want to expiate some karma, and she nods, she understands. I will get comfortable, I'll get into loose-fitting clothing, standing in my bare feet, and she will warm up a little bit, do some isometrics, and then bring her hand as fast as she can. And like a golf club, Phil, it is hand speed, if you've ever played golf, you know it's very important, golf club speed.
Well, yeah, golf club in terms of impact. What you're talking about here is making impact with the man's face as hard as you possibly can, right?
Well, the woman.
All right, the woman is smacking the man as hard as she can. Is she learning this kind of hand speed or arm speed?
Well, these are exercises that she can do, isometric exercises. But the point is this. In order for us as men to finally level that karma between ourselves and women, to finally pay for so much of the abuse that we have dished out over the years, so much of the pain that we have put on our women, anywhere from the insults to, yes, the physical abuse. The only way to begin to even remotely make up for that is to engage in this karma leveling, which is the assault. It is an assault, a physical striking of the face by the woman.
And the man stands there, as you say, as relaxed as he can. So I'm imagining he's not, you know, here's what I find a little hard. He becomes a very passive recipient of this.
That is correct, yes.
All right. And this is a regular ongoing thing. Does it ever end?
Well, if you look at the thousands of years that men have abused women, and the thousands and millions of years that men have ruled this world in probably less than an effective way, a lifetime for one man is not that difficult.
How often are you standing there and your wife is smacking you across the face?
Well, it's generally her call, but in our marriage, I have always been the one to offer, what we call offer. That is, I will say, I want to offer today, so I will go in the backyard or someplace where there's a lot of room and stand there, and you have to become at peace, and I smile. I smile because it helps relax me, but I also know that the smile gives her just that much more anger because it looks like I'm smirking, and that makes her hit me, brings that arm around faster. You see.
So, are you smiling to provoke more violence? What I'm hearing here, Dean, is a violent act that is now being visited on you or on any man by a woman, and I don't know how that helps the abuse cycle.
It helps the abuse cycle by leveling the karma, as I was saying, because men were abusive, and now women can reapply. And when you are relaxed and you give that smirk, you would be surprised that she is going to bring a lot more speed, more hand speed to the act, and it carries forward a lot better.
When you smirk, are you doing that on purpose?
I originally started smiling because it was relaxing, but when you smirk at the woman, like, you almost give her a look like there's no way you can hurt me. And I will tell you this, I have been hit by my wife in the last year, probably at least once a day.
And 365 times she smacked you across the face like this.
That is correct. And each time I feel that I am paying her back more and more for the violence I did to her self-esteem when I told her she looked like a pig, when I said that her makeup looked like a retarded woman put it on, when I said that the food she served me, I wouldn't feed that slop to a cow. All horrible things. Horrible things that I did to her.
All right, Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, as we talk about the couple retreat they're having and this thing called karma leveling. And Dean says that allowing your wife to beat you not only empowers women, but helps your marriage. But is it not abuse? And for a man to stand there, and he says he gives her a smirk just before she brings the hand across to make her angrier and make the force of her slap across his face even all the more painful. Would you ever allow your wife or girlfriend to hit you? And if you're a woman in the audience, do you feel this is something that go a long way toward leveling the karma, as he says, and equalizing men and women? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. As we get back here with Dean Wheeler on this Friday night on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
You're talking, and we have Dean Wheeler with us from the Northern California Holistic Center. You're talking about, Dean, this exercise where women will beat their men, and by that I mean they slap their men as hard as they can across the face as a way of leveling karma. Are you recommending this for couples? You're recommending this for couples with no problems.
Absolutely. I think that couples that are starting out in their marriages, couples that may not have the problem of abuse in their marriage, I can tell you, you will. I don't want to. There comes a time in every marriage, Phil, and it, even if you've been married for 50 years and you've never once raised your hand to your wife, there will come a time when you will let out with a string of expletives. You will call her a pig and a beast. You may close your fist up and see how far you can lift her up off the floor. I've heard these things, Phil.
You're kidding.
No, I am not kidding.
Even a couple that is doing wonderfully well, or even a couple that isn't all that physical with each other, you're saying it's going to happen.
It absolutely is going to happen. We've got to head it off. And I say to any couple listening right now that our way of karma leveling, where you allow the man the man stands there and you as the woman hit him as hard as you can across the face. And you as the man, you spark at her. And that's all it takes. That is thousands of years of the roles that have made us into the people that we are. And there was a story here, Phil, not too long ago in San Francisco. A woman had shot her husband. He had been, he wasn't cheating on her, but he was involved in a business deal that she did not like. She didn't like the people. He told her he was going to go ahead with it anyway. And if she didn't like it, she could walk out. And she took a shotgun just as he was packing up all the legal papers, put them in his briefcase, and was going to the bank to secure the loan. And she shot him as he was going out the front door. That's a couple that could have used our karma leveling. Can you imagine if that woman had been allowed to simply hit that man as hard as she could across the face daily? That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know, man. She's a murderous individual. That sounds like something that she's going to engage in a murderous, that's a person who's unbalanced, you know? And I don't know that that's going to help.
Well, that's where you're wrong. Yes, it will help. You think it will not help the broken mind, the murderous mind. Yes, it will. And I can tell you, Phil, we think we live around normal people. But again, no matter how long people are married, sooner or later the man is going to take his fists, close them up, and begin to work on her a little, what we call working on her.
How do you know the woman is not going to do that?
The woman will only strike the man if she is given societal permission to do that. We're giving her that permission.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Women striking men, women hitting men as hard as they can in order to get back some of their own power in this world. Here is Betty in Naples, Florida. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Betty.
Hi, I'm just absolutely stunned. It sounds like this is a sadistic individual who's trying to minimize his own guilt by giving his wife a chance to get some payback. I mean, he expects her to stand there, take his abuse, knowing that soon it'll be her turn. Man, I don't understand. This is how you engage in a loving relationship? I mean, did your wife know this coming into the relationship? Did she know it was going to be like this?
Well, my wife knew that she was going to be married to a modern American man, which means she's going to be abused at some point. I don't know if she was aware to what extent, but you know, perhaps from your own experience, Betty, a man
you're
is sooner or later going to look at you.
You're a bully. This is violence. This is a sadistic and masochistic.
My wife
relationship.
I'm not hitting her. She's hitting me. I'm allowing her payback by slapping me as hard as she can once a day. And by doing that...
And by doing that, you feel like she's getting her due, her payback.
Yes. From me calling her a pig. And Betty, I don't know, you're probably very happy, but sooner or later, your husband's going to lay into you the same way.
All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL with Dean Wheeler.
Phil Hendry. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. You had an observation to make based on the last caller?
Well, I thought it was very interesting, Phil, that lady called me a bully, and I admit I was a bully. But she did not want to bring herself to call Emeralda violent. Why? Women are not used to creating a healthy environment with their own physicality. And when a man is deserving, as ultimately all men are sooner or later, of that physical violence...
I got a real problem with that, you know.
With what?
I got a real problem with you saying sooner or later every man is deserving of physical violence because sooner or later every man is going to be physically abusive.
May I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Have you ever been physically abusive to a woman?
No.
Why do I think you're lying?
Mr. Wheeler, don't go there, okay?
Phil, I'm sorry.
That's a rude question. Why do I think you're lying? Why do I think you're lying? Why do I think that you haven't been physically abusive? You've only described emotionally abusing your wife.
That is far more destructive than any physical abuse. What I did to my wife was far more destructive. Calling her a pig. Telling her that her cooking...
No, I'm sorry. I don't necessarily go with that. Now, you brought up some examples.
I'm bringing up examples so that you and your listeners understand. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver, do you think they'd still be together right now if Maria Shriver was empowered to go up to Arnold Schwarzenegger and to hit him across that, and excuse me for editorializing, to hit him across that ugly, ugly Eastern European Cro-Magnon head? Do you think that Elliot Spitzer and his wife still would be doing better?
They're still together.
They're still together, but are they having relations? I don't know. And I bet you that were she allowed a karma leveling to slap his ugly face, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are interesting. They look to be happy. And I am a strong believer that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton engage in this, that she slaps his face as much as she can because... they look as if they are engaging in that kind of leveling.
And I don't know why. Why do you think them and not the others?
I think she is slapping his face on a regular basis because that woman would not be able to survive another day without taking out some kind of physical payback on, and I know I'm speaking of an ex-president, of a slob like that.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. You also mentioned here James McGreevy in your... in your brochure.
Well, James McGreevy and his wife, Dina, he admitted to being a homosexual. Can you imagine the violence inside that woman when she heard that? I'm just saying that women have a chance to express the violence that is welling up inside of them like a volcano. And if I were her and my husband came to me and said, I happen to be a homosexual, I would commit an act of violence that would probably kill him. So this is something that allows them to express that without killing the man.
877-876-PHIL. Boy, when you bring up killing the man, that to me, that scares me, because that means somewhere along the line, something can get out of hand. Here is Mark in Indianapolis on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, how's it going, Phil?
Hi, good.
I just don't understand how you would say that every typical man will beat a woman at some point. You know, it makes no sense to me.
It may not make any sense to you, but sooner or later when you're living with a woman, it's going to happen.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. I'm 24 years old. I've been married for a year.
How can you say that?
Never.
How can I say that?
On my wife. Never.
Not yet. Not yet.
No.
Well, how do you? Why would you say that this guy is destined to put his hands on his wife?
Right now, he hasn't done it, but he's a 24-year-old man, which means he's got a lot of life left, and there's going to be a lot of situations where he finally can't stand it any longer.
No, see, there's
what does that mean?
Me and you. I'm a real man. Okay, I work my problems out with my wife. I talk
right now.
Communication is
right now. Right now. But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Mark.
That's where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong.
Your wife comes home one night and says to you that she's been having an affair with a meter reader or some bum that reads the gas meter. Okay? Now, I'm not saying you're going to strike her, but I am saying you're going to get closer to that point.
No.
Now you forgive her, and now you say, all is forgiven, and let's continue on. Now, about a year later, you find her with a gardener. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're coming up with these scenarios that are designed to just piss somebody off.
Mark says that he can deal with anything without being violent. I'm telling him he's wrong.
That's right.
And then a year later, she's in bed with a black guy. Now
okay,
how do you feel?
What does that mean, man?
That's when you should have never got married.
Well, coulda, shoulda, woulda. Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Well, see, your karma leveling is just trying to make yourself look good because you beat your wife. You just think it's okay for her to put her hands on you.
I've never touched my wife. I've called her a pig.
Have you physically? You keep saying you've never physically abused your wife.
I don't
know. I've never physically abused.
I don't. Have you ever slapped her?
I've slapped her. Yes. That's not physically abusing her.
Well, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And not only that, but you're saying in your karma leveling class that the woman slaps the man.
Exactly, yes. We don't consider that abusive. That's the use of the open hand.
You've slapped your wife and you don't think that's abuse?
No, I don't.
Well, I can tell you, yes, it is.
You're crazy.
You guys, wasn't that funny? What slid off my cracker? I want to write that down. What did you say?
Never mind.
Well, I'm just going to...
You're a wuss.
I'm going to tell you something, Mark. That when you come home one day and you see her in bed with your Jewish boss...
Why are you saying such racist, inflammatory things?
Because I think you're reading
it the
right way.
Here's my deal with...
Am I reading you the right way, Mark?
...home with a black guy in bed. I have a mixed father. Okay? That doesn't bother me. You can say all that you want, but your karma leveling is just to try to make yourself feel better for beating your wife.
I don't beat my wife.
You've slapped her in the face.
And she slaps me in the face. I've allowed the karma leveling. My wife slaps me in the face to level my karma.
You make no sense. It's a cop-out.
No. If you let a woman slap you across the face, then you are earning reprieve from the times you beat her.
And what if you've never beaten her? What if you've never physically abused your wife?
So you think it's okay for her to put her hands on you?
It's a healthy thing for a woman to be able to engage in, to slap a man across the face so hard that it brings blood to one of his eyes.
That's a healthy thing, huh?
Explain to me how that's healthy.
Because most women are never allowed to express that kind of aggression. Most women must sit and, excuse me for saying this, sit and suck on it, as we say in the military, right? I mean, I was never in the military, but...
Okay, so sit there and suck on the fact that you beat your wife, and now she's going to beat you. I mean, how do you make that right?
Apparently, you weren't listening. That's what the plan is. I stand there in loose-fitting clothes and allow her to slap me.
All right, so, and then eventually she's going to be all slapped out, I guess, and you'll feel that you guys are even, and she won't be angrier.
Well, it depends. You want to smirk so that she really gets in a good smack, but yes.
Sooner or later, she doesn't want to hit you anymore.
Exactly.
All right, Mark, thank you very much, and best of luck on your new marriage. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. You were talking to a young man there of 24 who said to you he's never raised his hands to his wife, and he never will, and you said, yes, he will. And I just wonder, you know, how does a young guy like that go away from this phone call? Is he thinking to himself, my God, no matter what I do, I'm going to be smacking my wife?
That's why we're giving them hope, Phil. We're saying to them, yes, you're going to, sooner or later, put your hands on your wife physically, as I know I will, or at least I thought I would. When we came up with karma leveling, now I know I'm okay. And if he can take this class, if he and his wife take this kind of tuition, Phil, if they get involved in our workshops, get involved in our two-a-days, there's a good chance he won't wind up beating her half to death.
Why do you think that that's going to be the case?
He's 24. He sounds working class. I'm just putting some things together.
24, working class.
Midwest. I mean, there's just some things in his background.
877-876-PHIL. Boy, talk about profiling. 877-876-7445 with Brian. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Brian, go ahead.
We don't profile.
Hey, this guy right here, he has some serious issues. I mean, he's like projecting his lifestyle onto other people and trying to generalize everybody. This is crazy. He's like morally and psychologically deficient.
I'm speaking of men.
When I first heard your show, I thought this guy was a joke.
I know. Well, I could say the same thing about you, sir. Couldn't I?
What's that?
I could say you sound like a joke, couldn't I?
Well, I guess, I don't know, thousands of people listening to you right now. I mean, I would guess that they would all think that you need help.
And what they're getting from me is a way to get around the eventuality of you beating your wife up. Are you married?
Let me tell you a little back history about me. I've been together with my wife for 12 years. She cheated on me, and I never laid a hand on her, nor did I ever curse at her or tell her anything. It's called a healthy relationship. You forgive and you move on. And if you have problems, then you go seek psychiatric help. You go and see a therapist. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Have somebody
lay hands on you?
You're in trouble.
Why is he in trouble if that man...
You're in trouble.
Are you trying to tell me that your wife cheated on you and you went ahead and said, hi, honey, and you finished your bowl of cereal? Is that what you're doing?
What I'm saying is that if you're laying hands on somebody because you don't know how to control yourself or that you don't know how to stifle your vocabulary towards your wife and speak to somebody in a decent manner, then you got some serious issues there, bud.
I think you have serious issues if your wife cheats on you and you stand there like a dope and you ask, where's the alphabet? Now, what you do is you allow that woman to beat you up. Not beat you up, but smack you in the face.
She already cheated on him. Well, how much more physical pain do you think this guy is supposed to go through?
Well, she cheated on him for reasons. I mean, I don't know. Why did she cheat on him?
In your reasons and your,
she told you
in your
you
twisted world,
a dull clod or something,
world,
I don't know.
In your twisted world, in reality, I should smack my wife then for doing that.
No.
That's what you're saying.
Your wife
did exactly.
That.
You're saying retribution.
Listen to me. This would have saved you a lot of heartache. If your wife and you had engaged in the karma leveling early on in your marriage, she never would have cheated on you. She'd be belting you across the face once a day, and that would have gotten, as we say in the parlance, that would have gotten her cookies.
We live in a postmodern society where women have.
What are you talking about, man?
And the whole thing is that if a woman what you're saying, your definition, I should be able to hit her.
No. I'm saying that because of the abuse women have taken, they're trying to get payback. So your wife cheats on you, this, that. But it's not very healthy. It's healthier if you stand there in loose-fitting clothing and sandals. Do you have any flip-flops?
Do you have flip flops?
Listen to me. You're laughing, but your wife. You're laughing. Where's your wife right now? You're laughing. Where's your wife right now? Where is she?
She's a nurse.
You know
she's working actually. Where's your wife? She's probably stuck in a closet somewhere.
Yeah, she's working all right. pretty convenient job to have, I'll tell you that.
Okay, I think you've really rubbed it in on this guy enough, all right? And you're saying that this man's marriage would have not gone through what it went through if the guy had allowed his wife to smack him?
I'm saying that they would have had a much healthier marriage. This guy's laughing, and his wife is, quote, a nurse, end quote.
Well, you know, Dean, you can't judge anybody by way of a phone call. Listen, Brian, thank you very much. Best of luck to you. You can't judge people just by picking a phone up and talking to them.
That man said, my wife is a nurse, and she's not here right now, and she's cheated on me, but what have I got to worry about? Wow. You didn't hear that?
Yes, I heard it.
All right, I'm going to give you an example. Emeralda, honey, come here for a minute. This is my wife, Emeralda. Honey, let's do a leveling. Let's just do some category leveling. Now listen to me, Phil, as I take this. And by the way, honey, I just talked to a man whose wife cheated on him, and they don't believe in karma leveling. Is that all right? Okay, let's do category one, Phil. This is the category.
Is she going to hit you?
She's going to do a category one. We don't call it hitting. All right, as hard as you can. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Thank you. Oh, that hurt. But do you know, and she has got I love you too. She's got a smile on her face right now. God, that hurts.
She just slapped you.
Yes.
As hard as she could.
Yes.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. Why don't you take a break there, Dean? We're going to be right back. 877-876-7445. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Dean Wheeler with us talking about karma leveling. Women at their workshops are allowed to slap their husbands as hard as they can across the face in order to give women the kind of physical aggression and aggressive behavior that might very well save their marriage. Next hour on the Phil Hendry Show, Larry Grover talking with us about the political scene. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
That was said off the air, sir.
I was said off the air, Mr. Henry, but you've done a good job here in vilifying me, calling me a wife abuser.
You know, if you want to say that, I didn't say it. It was something that was said at a sporting event I was at.
Mr. Henry, ladies and gentlemen, was talking to his producer during the commercial break and said that when you were at a sporting event and there were 5 black basketball players, the man behind you said, how are you going to beat a spade flush?
Yeah.
Well, you were laughing.
I was telling Jason about something that happened 40 years ago when I was at a basketball closed circuit game and the guy made that comment about the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah.
All right. Now, that's what we call karma leveling.
Well, or is it really karma leveling? Because now I'm pissed at you for having taken that out of context.
Well, you should watch what you're saying. And you know.
Well, I'm not a racist. I'm repeating what a guy said behind me. I don't feel bad about saying that at all. Okay, so 877-876-PHIL. Here is Joe in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hello, Joe. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Boy, oh boy.
Go ahead, Joe.
I just wanted to start by saying this guy's kind of an idiot. There's no place for physical violence in any relationship. Whether it be a friendship, a marriage.
Unrestrained, yes, of course, I agree. I totally agree with you, Joe. But this is voluntary therapy. It's not even violence. It is a man saying to a woman, it's your turn, honey.
And how is slapping somebody not violent? And the act of slapping and hitting in any fashion is violent.
Yes, except for one thing. In a violent act, you are committing that violence against someone that doesn't want you to commit that violence against them. It doesn't matter if they want it or not.
It's still violent. Aggression, violence, there's no place for it in a relationship. That's like saying, well, I only smacked my child. You know, it wasn't a child.
That's a child. That's different. That we don't want to reinforce violent behavior, but between two adults, you heard what I said, Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Don't you think that family would still be together had she been allowed to knock that ugly? I would. Wouldn't you want to?
Well, now you're just talking. Well, what would you want to do?
Yeah.
Well, that's not therapeutic. If we're talking about what is healthy as opposed to, ooh, I'd really want to.
Well, I didn't say, ooh, I'd really want to. What I said was, if you look at that guy, Schwarzenegger, he looks like he's got one coming. More than one. Wouldn't you agree with that, Joe? And if Maria Shriver had been allowed to smack that ugly ape around, they might have a family still.
Ugly ape. No, you sound like you got
I
a personal...
That they wouldn't have any kind of relationship if she was smacking him around. Not to mention, I mean, but I don't know about you, but my mom raised me better than to hit women, for one. I mean,
no,
I've been raised my whole
life.
It's a
woman hitting a man. It's a woman hitting a man. It's not a where are you guys getting this man hitting a woman? I didn't say that. It is a woman hitting a man. And the other thing
Well, you said you slapped your wife the same as she slapped you.
I did a long time ago, I did. Here, watch. She'll slap me again. Hit me again, honey. Hit me.
Oh, so...
Phil Hendry.
Bitch.